Bedtime Bites presents The Silly Scarecrow's Halloween Surprise. In a pumpkin patch on the edge of Whispering Meadows, there lived a scarecrow named Miles. Unlike other scarecrows, Miles had a bright blue hat, a red polka dot bow tie, and the silliest grin you've ever seen. He loved to make the crows laugh instead of scaring them away, which often left Farmer Finnegan scratching his head in confusion. As October rolled around, Miles noticed the farm buzzing with excitement. Children visited the pumpkin patch, choosing the perfect pumpkins for their jack-o'-lanterns. Miles watched in wonder as Farmer Finnegan hung twinkling lights and placed spooky decorations all around. "What's all this fuss about?" Miles asked a passing crow. "Why, it's almost Halloween," the crow cawed. "Don't you know about trick-or-treating and costume parties?" Miles shook his straw-filled head. He had never heard of Halloween before, but it sounded absolutely delightful. That night, as the moon rose high in the sky, Miles made a decision. "I simply must join in on this Halloween fun," he declared to the cornfield. With a wiggle and a shake, Miles stepped down from his post for the very first time. His straw-stuffed legs felt wobbly, but he was determined to explore. As he wandered through the pumpkin patch, he stumbled upon a group of little field mice having a midnight picnic. "Oh my!" squeaked one of the mice. "A walking scarecrow!" Miles tipped his bright blue hat. "Good evening. I'm Miles, and I'm on a quest to discover Halloween. Would you like to join me?" The mice looked at each other, then back at Miles. His silly grin was so infectious that they couldn't help but smile back. "We'd love to," they chorused. And so, Miles set off with his new mouse friends. They scurried through the cornfield, giggling as the tall stalks tickled their whiskers. Miles had to duck to avoid getting tangled in the leaves, which only made the mice laugh harder. As they reached the edge of the farm, they saw jack-o'-lanterns glowing in the distance. "Ooh, how lovely!" Miles exclaimed, his button eyes widening with excitement. Just then, they heard a soft hooting sound. An owl perched on a nearby fence post, looking curiously at the odd group. "Hello there!" Miles called out. "We're on a Halloween adventure. Would you like to come along?" The owl tilted its head, considering the offer. "Well, I suppose I could use a break from my nightly watch. Count me in." With their new feathered friend, the group continued their journey into town. They passed by houses decorated with cobwebs and skeletons, which made Miles clap his gloved hands in delight. As they rounded a corner, they stumbled upon a group of children in costumes, carrying bags filled with candy. "Look at their marvelous outfits," Miles whispered to his friends. "I wish I had a costume too." The clever mice exchanged glances and scurried off, returning moments later with colorful leaves, twigs, and flowers. Working together, they decorated Miles from hat to boots, transforming him into a walking autumn masterpiece. "Now you have the best costume of all," the owl hooted approvingly. Feeling bold in his new attire, Miles approached the children. "Trick or treat," he said, remembering what the crow had told him. The children gasped in amazement at the talking scarecrow. "Wow! That's the coolest costume ever," they exclaimed, sharing some of their candy with Miles and his animal friends. As the night wore on, Miles and his companions explored every nook and cranny of the town, marveling at the Halloween decorations and joining in the festive spirit. They even attended a costume party in the town square, where Miles won first prize for the most creative costume. As the first light of dawn began to appear, Miles knew it was time to head back to the farm. He bid farewell,